Damn, bro. You video game niggas is fucking up everything, bro. That's for real, for real. Fucking up all the good shit. Yeah. It's so weird how the video games that come out nowadays, bro, a lot of these motherfuckers don't last long. They don't stick around at least till next year and nothing no more, bro. I swear to God, this shit don't make no sense. Can't make this shit up, bro. Motherfucker will sit there, pre-order a whole game, play that bitch for damn near 5 days straight. And then by the time niggas get the game, you know, when it released type shit, and the whole other rest of the world get it, man, nigga, everybody else ain't playing that game no more. Boy, that shit's crazy. I've been saying that shit for some years now, man. Like, the video game industry has been fucking up so bad. And it's like, damn, like, you would think that all the money that they getting, especially like in such a rush and a hurry, you would think that they'd be taking their time with the games and shit. They ain't taking their time and nothing with the shit. They're just not taking their time with the shit. They don't want to turn around and act like, oh, well, you know, you just got a this and you got a blah, blah, blah. Man, hell nah, bruh. Video games be trash as fuck nowadays. And they really expect niggas to just be on that game still for the longest. Man, ain't nobody finna be on that game that goddamn long. Feel me? Once you do some shit like that, man, ain't nobody finna sit there and be like, oh yeah, well, you know, it's this and it's blah, blah, blah. And nah, bro. The game industry is just falling off hella bad. And it's at a point now where it's like everybody and their mama sitting there tired of this shit. Like, they're tired of spending all that fucking money. But it's just like, I don't know, bro. It's just hard to explain. Hella weird. So I just feel like motherfuckers need to just focus on putting their, like, you know, putting their word in on that shit. Cause motherfuckers be sitting here bullshitting, wasting time, acting like, oh yeah, we coming out with a whole different version. We finna do this with the Mortal Kombat. Them niggas don't be doing shit with that Mortal Kombat. Mortal Kombat's still the same. But the only difference is with this new one now, bro, the animated, dedicated to them, what's the word? Them fucking fighting ass championship tournament esport ass niggas. Niggas who play esport and all that, them the main ones that love playing that shit. They love playing games like that. But it's just, they done fucked up the whole thing for everyone else. That's what I feel. I feel like they just fucked up everything for everybody, though. Because motherfuckers who just want to play Mortal Kombat ain't going to worry about all that. Motherfuckers who play Mortal Kombat ain't just going to worry about, you know, all that extra shit. They just want to play the game, and that's it, nigga. Got too many people on some weird shit where they want to do this to the game and they want to upgrade this and upgrade the ability, take Liu Kang's ability away, maybe on some other shit. It's fucking up everything. How I feel about it, man. Which is fucked up, because honestly, doing that is fucking up everything else for everybody who likes Mortal Kombat and don't play competitively, which is just fucked up. Like I said, you know, as a collective. And what else? Shit, they said something about the sales going down. They said the sales of Mortal Kombat went down hella bad. They said it went down about 38%, almost 40%. So if you mean to tell me Mortal Kombat went down by 40% on sales, what makes you think all the new games after Mortal Kombat ain't gonna do bad? Now, let's be real. Shit's gonna be doing drastic. I ain't gonna lie. Shit's gonna be crazy as hell. Just knowing it already and just seeing the results from Mortal Kombat and how everybody else is treating Mortal Kombat, I'm like, damn, that's an old school game right there. Treating that game like they don't even give a fuck. But it shows, because the content, the effort that they put in the game. Like, it don't matter how old the game is, how long the game been around. If you don't put any effort in the game, niggas can tell. Niggas know when y'all just bullshitting. So it's like, of course they're gonna be upset. And not a lot of people who's gonna play the game like that or wanna spend money. That's why you got a lot of people who just sit there, they fall back, and they look at the shit before they even spend money on it, and whatever the case may be. And that's how a lot of people is, you know? Like, the smart ones ain't gonna sit there and be quick to spend their money on that shit. They're gonna be like, look, let's see what everybody else say about it and what their reviews are, and then we'll get it. Other than that, nigga, that's it. Ain't nobody finna be spending their money on that shit just to be upset. Because honestly, for the past 3 years, that's what it seems like niggas been doing. Spending their money just to be upset. 2K, goddamn Mortal Kombat, Call of Duty. It's a lot of shit, bro. It's a lot of them. And motherfuckers sit there and have the nerve to be like, oh yeah, this game's hella nice and this game, blah, blah, blah. Like, y'all be lying like a motherfucker. Be lying like a motherfucker. No, goddamn well, that game don't be that goddamn good. And the fact that y'all sit there and try to lie to everyone else and be like, yeah, well, it's this and this. Man, you're full of shit. Probably only saying that because they probably paid you for the promotion. So, quit lying to these people, man. But all these damn games that's coming out in 2023 and beyond, y'all motherfuckers is just fucking up real bad, man. Fucking up real bad, because ain't no way in hell you mean to tell me it should be 38% of sales going on. And then they say they down. You know, the sales just been going down and down. Like, it's fucked up. Then also it goes to show, like, it's the prices. That's why it's like, well, how many times do motherfuckers gotta keep telling these video game niggas, ain't nobody finna keep spending all that money on that shit? Like, bro, we're in, it's an inflation going on. It's a whole recession damn near. Even though niggas may not realize, because the other half may be like, oh, well, I can afford the 100, I can afford this. That's not the fact. That's not even the thought. It's not the fact that you can afford it. It's the fact that motherfuckers is in the inflation, niggas got this shit going on, and we as the people, we should be able to voice our opinions and voice our frustrations without motherfuckers acting like, oh, well, we don't care. If you don't care, then you ain't getting paid, plain and simple. And that's why a lot of motherfuckers don't sit here and listen to what we say, because motherfuckers be quick to switch up what they say. Second they see a game or they see a trailer or some shit. Watch when GTA 6 come out, niggas gonna be homeless. Telling you, the time 6 drops, bruh, everybody name I was gonna be like, yeah, I can't wait to get GTA 6. That one's gonna be tight as fuck. That one's gonna be this, it's gonna be that. Mind you, the whole time while you're sitting here working on the game, they just gonna find a better way to just fucking trap y'all and tell you niggas, look, the game gonna be $1,000, so I hope y'all ready to spend $1,000 on GTA. Like, oh hell no. Yeah, you got me fucked up. You think niggas is gonna spend $1,000 on some GTA 6? Yeah, you can keep that shit, buddy. Be a cold day in hell, nigga, spend $1,000 on a goddamn video game. That's doing too goddamn much. When back then, them bitches used to be dirt cheap. Bitches used to be $30. Now all of a sudden, niggas gotta pay $100, $70, $80. All this bitch ass money just so you can be yelling at the damn game and break your fucking controller. Y'all niggas is a piece of shit, man. That's all I say. That's how I feel about this shit. Y'all niggas is a full of shit. You mean to tell me all that money niggas have spent, nigga can't have a good time, enjoy yourself, can't use no cheat codes? Yeah, I mean, goddamn. Y'all niggas fucked it up so bad. I wonder why motherfuckers be sitting here hacking and be trying to figure out the little other ways of using aimbot and shit on the game. Y'all niggas make that shit unenjoyable. And video games are supposed to be enjoyable, bruh. Y'all niggas are ruining it to a point where motherfucker can't even enjoy it. Motherfucker play a video game, nigga damn near get stressed out. Nigga damn near get anxiety. It ain't a video game no more. It ain't even helping you escape from reality at this point. This shit reminding how broke you is, even on the game. Look, you can either afford the $70 one or the $100 one. The $100 one, you get way more than the $70 nigga. And they let you know that off top. So it's like, it's even a goddamn middle, it's even a class system with the goddamn video games. So it's like, whoever came up with them ideas, bro, them bright ass ideas, need your ass whooped. You need your ass whooped, and you need to get robbed. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. You need to get stripped. Bitch ass niggas done fucked up the whole video game industry, bro. Now you got everybody and their mama sitting here spinning the arm and the leg going broke for a fucking video game. Or, not even that, the game be like 5 hours long and the shit be over. Just like Assassin's Creed. Everybody was talking about how Assassin's Creed is, but y'all gotta think about it. Games like that, now a motherfucker gonna be like $40, $50. Because I didn't think Assassin's Creed was going to be $50 or something dollars like that. You know? Which is actually a nice price. Like, that's a cool price, man. That's a cool price. You feel me? That's a nice price. Ain't nothing wrong with that shit. I'm actually glad they got the price like that, nigga. That's cool shit. Perfect. It's just, it's a catch with shits like that. Because motherfuckers doing that shit, right? They turn around and show you how many gigs is in the game. So if it's like 30 gigabytes, 40 gigabytes for a $50 game, I mean, it's somewhat understandable. You feel me? But at the end of the day, like I said, got a lot of motherfuckers, bro, that will sit here and be willing to spend that $100, be willing to spend that amount just so they could be like, yeah, because I got the $100 edition and whoop de whoop 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 and I got this and I got that. Like, motherfuckers be such a full of shit. You spending all that money just so you could be upset and not even enjoy the game like how you really want to. Because then after that, they probably gonna make you spend some more money. And the crazy part is, they'd be like, oh, well, if you spend $100, you get 7,500 coins and you get this and you get that. Just like, you know, I'm not surprised people ain't fucking with Mortal Kombat right now. Nigga, I'm one of the people who spent $100 on Mortal Kombat. I don't even have Shang Tsung. So what was the point of spending $100 to get Shang Tsung, getting the Battle Pass shit, and all that, just for you motherfuckers and not even unlock the shit or release it? So I'm like, I don't know, bro. I don't know. Y'all motherfuckers just getting a quick buck off of everybody. That's all that is. They getting a quick buck off of niggas because they know as soon as motherfuckers play the game and get tired, they gonna get easily tired of the shit. And be like, bro, I don't wanna play this shit no more, nigga. That shit trash. That shit phony as hell. Which is, you know, understandable. Like I said, you got a lot of motherfuckers who gonna act like that. Like I said though, man, at the end of the motherfucking day, you got too many motherfuckers who sit there and be on some shit like that. Where you just gotta just focus on doing you. Shit. Just gotta focus on doing you, man. Can't be doing all that extra shit. And video games and shit. You know, video game motherfuckers gonna try to make you go broke fucking with their ass. So it's like, best thing you can do, hey, worry about you, goddammit. These motherfuckers be on some extra shit. So I'm just like, god damn. I don't know. Video games be on something else though, man. But on other topics though, what's up with y'all, man? It's your boy Kimmy Sounds. Just had to get up on here, had to say what's up with everybody, see how everybody's doing. You know. Let everyone know, you know, man. I've been busy, bro. I've been trying to stay consistent with this little podcast shit, bro. So my fault if I don't really be dropping as much as y'all want me to and as consistently as y'all want me to. I do apologize for that, but like I said, man, you know, I've just been busy. I've been having other things popping, having other things in plan and in motion right now, so I'm just trying to stay busy and also like do other things right now, because there's too many other motherfuckers that's like, you know, want to keep talking about, oh, well, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do it. Well, I'm actually doing it. I don't want to keep talking about it no more. I want to keep doing this shit. And I want to be able to eventually, like, you know, share this shit with everybody else, my fans and everyone else that want to come through and come fuck with the new shit. So, you know, I just want to have certain things in motion right now. So I got a few things in the works. I do have an upcoming show that I will be on. I'm not going to talk too much about it soon. But like I said, man, it's going to be a lot of good things, a lot of big things in the future. A lot of big things in the future. I'm just staying busy right now. I'm being consistent with my work. Also, just staying prayerful and just, you know, also understanding that shit don't happen overnight. So you just got to keep going, man. Got to keep going. And that goes to everybody else out there, you know, whatever that you're doing, whether that's, you know, going to school, if you going to go do some work, if you going to go do some stuff for yourself and for your family, just do it to the best of your ability. Turn that shit out, you know, turn up for me. There's so much shit that's going on in the world right now. Man, I swear, it's just crazy. Shit is just crazy, crazy, crazy. It's just wild to me, man. Shit. But another thing that I was gonna talk about was, man, shoot. I was finna sit here and talk about how this nigga Famous Richard, dude. Famous Richard, I don't know, bro. Now, I don't know if y'all know who this nigga is, but he's like one of the Instagram personality niggas, bro. Nigga got on No Jumper not too long ago just to finish, you know, he did a little interview over there. He had an interview not too long ago over there too, like some months back, right? Now, the reason why I'm bringing this shit up is because, man, everybody else been talking about it too. And I ain't gonna lie, this nigga's a goofy, man. This nigga's a goofy, bro. Nigga went up on No Jumper, man. Got on there trying to talk shit to Adam. Trying to talk shit to C-Mac, I guess. And all the other niggas who was on that episode this time. And the way, like, I don't know, bro. The way that Richard carried himself with that shit, it was just kind of like straight tweaker vibes. I don't know, bro. Nigga was acting weird as hell. Like, nigga, if you really up on here, bro, talking about you really about that action and you really finna go put hands on a nigga, nigga gonna do it. Nigga ain't finna be doing all that talking, you feel me? You sat there and you was bullshitting, talking about, oh yeah, don't talk about the rack, talking about the rack, lame as fuck, and talking like the rack ain't got no motion, and blah, 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 all GD, and all the same shit he said last time. So, bro, he sat there, he tried to sit there and act like he was getting automatically butthurt, getting automatically mad because of what this nigga Adam was saying. And then he said this, and then he said that. At the end, like, honestly, at the end of the day, bro, nigga, you going up there to go fuck with the white man, and this nigga got nothing but house niggas around him that's going to jump when he say jump. And them niggas going to jump as high as he want them to. So for you to sit there, you acting like a motherfucker just going to let you walk up and beat their ass, nigga, you got another thing coming. And you smoking some good crack. Because ain't no way in hell you really believe that them niggas is just going to let you attack him. Come on, bro. Plain and simple. Wasn't no way in hell niggas was going to let you walk up on a motherfucking cash cow and beat him up. Nigga, that would have been no paycheck for nobody that day. Shit, nobody would have got paid if he got his ass whipped. Let's look at it like that. You feel me? Motherfuckers ain't going to sit there and say that out loud, but I mean, the action speaks for itself. Look how quick C-Mac then got up and was like, nah, cuh, on 55th, you ain't finna put hands on Adam, cuh. But really, it's like, nigga, you just don't want that nigga to fuck up your paper. That's what really the big deal is. And that's damn near what AD and them was talking about. It was like, yeah, the money is good and all that, and whoop-de-whoop, but at the end of the day, you know, eventually, once the niggas realize, bro, nigga don't give a fuck about y'all, and y'all niggas ain't nothing but a fucking check to him or just another body to him, nigga ain't gonna give a fuck. Nigga gonna get up. He gonna get the cut and run it. But at the end of the day, I think what AD didn't understand was not everybody be on the moral side of the fucking paper. You know, on the other side of that game, Niggas don't be giving too much fucks about, okay, well, does he have my best interest in mind? Niggas don't be giving a fuck about all that, bro. Niggas don't be seeing that kind of potential that they have in they self first. You know, you gotta have that, but you gotta have that self-realization and that self-reflection and know you have this longevity with or without this person. And you could continue to keep going down this journey and going through this journey without that person. You feel me? That nigga just probably needed Adam around so he could be able to learn a thing or two, so he could know how to do this podcast shit. Possibly could have learned more if he handled it another way, but lesson learned. Bridges burn. Shit. It is what it is. Motherfucker learned his lesson, understood what the assignment, took that shit and ran with it. That's what a lot of motherfuckers do, man. Especially when you're trying to start your own shit. Gotta go with a blueprint or something and a template or something. Shit. So it's like, all them niggas up there that's trying to do that same shit, bruh. Y'all niggas better watch out for that nigga Adam. Because that nigga Adam do not be giving a fuck. But that funny part is, though, bro, when that nigga Richard tried to run up there and act like he was going he was gonna do something, bro. All them niggas jumped up and sprung into action looking like Batman or Robin. I was like, damn, y'all niggas looking embarrassing. Y'all niggas looking ridiculous. It's like, that shit looking wild as hell, man. Ain't no goddamn way. Ain't no fucking way. And the way that the shit was looking, I was like, I don't know, bro. Like, them niggas really fight, and niggas really fight. But other than that, I don't think niggas really gonna fight like that. I think that was just a fake-ass video and how they were doing, you know, the video angles and shit, making it seem like it. I'm just like, I don't know, bro. Ain't no telling. And it was like, and then the last video the niggas made, but when he was up there, I was like, bro, niggas is sitting there on some cool shit and on some, like, you know, best friend type shit. And then especially Almighty Suspect. Almighty Suspect always been kind of like a clown since that situation when it got a change match. So I'll be looking at him like, bro, you are a little clown, bro. You sitting there acting so tough on Kelpie, and you was acting tough on a few motherfuckers when you wasn't having that same energy for them niggas who took your chain and bitched you out. You didn't have that same energy. You was over here getting butt hurt, getting mad about some shit like that, and then you let Kelpie get under your skin. Kelpie, like, man, ain't that nigga like 18? Something like that? You let the fake pimp nigga get up under his skin. My thing was, Suspect, you're not even a pimp. So how you getting mad about some ism? He ain't really even preaching about that you can't even see. Well, I was like, I don't know. I mean, it's one thing to be a student of the game or be respectful of the game type shit. But that nigga was acting like he was, like, the nigga was disrespecting his pimping or something. Nigga, calm down. Like, you're a podcaster now. Shit, if you was really about that rah-rah, about that action, you wouldn't be podcasting. You'd be incriminating yourself. That's it. So I'm like, I don't know, bro. A lot of these podcast niggas be getting the game twisted. Like, don't get me wrong, niggas try to talk shit about academics, but at least academics ain't out there trying to go spin the block and go act tough for no fucking reason. I mean, yeah, he's gonna talk his shit because some podcast niggas do talk their shit. But if you gonna sit there and make it seem like, oh, well, he's scary and he this and he whoop de whoop, man, you are full of shit. Ain't nobody worry about all that. Ain't nobody worried about that extra shit. And then especially if you going out your way and you doing certain things for clout, you talking about, oh yeah, that nigga a bitch. That nigga this. That nigga, okay, it just sounds like you just want some damn attention, your greedy ass. I'm just like, it'd be a lot of motherfuckers that do that shit. They be doing that shit for so much attention, bro. And it's just, I don't know. It'd be whack. It'd be really whacked out. Which takes me to my other fucking topic. WAC 100, bro. This nigga been getting called out, exposed. Man, WAC 100 need to go sit down. That's another situation in that. Yeah. Trying to figure out this nigga Adam, bro. I don't know what's been going on, but Adam is sitting there running his mouth about a lot of shit. And I ain't gonna lie, that nigga Adam is in here. He was running his mouth, playing both sides, getting exposed like a motherfucker. But also goes to show that, like, you know, can't trust nobody. With him and Wack, I guess, like, Wack was a part of No Jumper and shit. He was willing, like, I guess he was hired a part of No Jumper, and niggas was on that, you know, talking about, yeah, he paid me type shit, but niggas stopped fucking with him. I ain't gonna lie, that motherfucker Wack 100 kind of like he played himself though. You got up on the podcast talking about another podcaster on your shit, then you turn around, you start talking about the other motherfuckers that was on his episode, then you try to talk about what was your name, Tasha K, and come to find out Tasha K never even fucked with you, don't even really know who you are. So it was just looking wild as fuck, bro. I was like, god damn. Everybody named Mama was talking about how this nigga Wack 100 had fingers in the booty. I was like, damn, nigga. It was exposing this nigga. That's what I was like, oh, shit. It was so much shit going on, bro. I was like, god damn, bro. Never be knowing nowadays, man, with these people. Like I said, a lot of these people be on some other shit, man. You'll really be surprised. You think they sitting there on some normal shit? Nope, the whole time they on some extra shit. That's why I was like, god damn. Y 100 was getting exposed like a motherfucker. They said this nigga was with one of the little escort females or something. And what happened was, this nigga was talking about telling her, like, yeah, you know, I'm gonna put you on to something new, and I'm gonna teach you something and show you something you ain't never did before, and blah, blah, blah. And the funny part was, before, like, you know, she told the nigga that she was ready and all this extra shit, she came back out, and this nigga was on his stomach, ass out, on Clubhouse, yelling at niggas, yelling at grown-ass men, being butt-ass naked, laying on the bed, on his stomach. I'm like, oh, hell no, bruh. Like, and the way that she was sitting here explaining about everything, she ain't stuttered about it. She ain't blinked, looked away. Her eye, like, her body language and everything didn't show that she was lying. Like, it showed that she was telling the truth, bruh. And then if you got footage, if you got a video of this shit, and then obviously you hear this nigga's voice and you hear him yelling, man, that's Wack 100, bruh. That's Wack. That's why I'm like, damn. Nigga, you got exposed like that. Then try to turn around and was like, oh yeah, the bitch lying on me. And the bitch did, man, come on, bro. Come on, bro. And her lifestyle and her fucking services and her line of duty, she ain't gotta lie. I don't think she has no reason to lie on you, Wack. Come on, bro. As many fucking clients that them bitches be getting, what makes you think they got enough time to lie on you, bro? Come on. Well, it just be crazy as fuck. But it also go to show how a lot of how narcissistic a lot of motherfuckers be. They think, oh yeah, well, they gonna do this and my career is over and my blah blah blah. First of all, motherfuckers didn't really know who you was until they really got to do some extensive research on you. That'd be another thing that be catching motherfuckers up. You always, you know, it's always a motherfucker that feel like, oh, well, they gonna find this out if they do research, if they do their homework and woo do woo. Well, that's only if you that relevant. You tend to forget sometimes. Motherfuckers don't be knowing that you that famous or knowing that, you know, knowing if you do anything type shit. If you a music mogul, if you a fucking record artist or a record label dude or some shit like that, you really behind the scenes, ain't nobody gonna really know who you are, dude. Unless you try to make a name for yourself, like what you're doing right now with being toxic. That's what a lot of motherfuckers do. You know, they try to make their own name for themselves by being toxic and airing out people's tea and they laundry and all this other shit. That'd be weird ass shit. Like him and that Brick Baby situation. Him and Brick Baby, I ain't gonna lie. Both of y'all niggas look like some weirdos, bruh. Both of y'all niggas some... Well, what that nigga C-Mac say? Custers. Both of y'all niggas look like some custers. Because you know why? Ain't no way in hell both of y'all some renounced or whatever the word is, retired gangbangers. And you mean to tell me you niggas, y'all niggas arguing about some old homework shit, some old bullshit. Now, if niggas was active and niggas was really about it, niggas wouldn't have been doing no talking on net. Niggas would have just met up and been like, look, tell me what street you want to meet up at, nigga, and that's how we handle it, nigga. I ain't doing no more internet talking. Like, at that point, nigga, that's just internet barking, bruh. And everybody and their mama be sitting there so quick to want to, oh, well, you know, nigga, you visiting blah, blah, blah. And then my thing is, y'all be having all these other random ass, question mark ass niggas in on the situation, putting their two cents in on the situation. And niggas don't even be knowing who half of these niggas is. They only know who Brick Baby is, Wack 100, Adam from No Jumper, and whoever else is on No Jumper. But other than that, like, these motherfuckers be so damn desperate for clout and attention nowadays. They letting anybody in, letting anybody join in on the conversation to put their two cents in. When, first of all, half of these motherfuckers don't even be knowing who these motherfuckers is. Second of all, niggas don't even know the situation or was there to even put in any two cents. So it's like, I don't know, bro. Like, the whole game is fucked up through this internet shit and this clubhouse shit. And then you got motherfuckers like Wack 100 in there that come fuck up the game even more by putting all this toxic ass shit, saying all this dumb ass shit. Then you turn around and lie on motherfuckers and say shit about motherfuckers who ain't here to defend themselves. Like, come on now. The same nigga who said that shit about Tupac and said, oh, I never liked Tupac and Tupac was gay and Tupac was that. But then they came out with some shit with some actual footage of you getting popped. Shit laying on your bed getting ready for fingers in your ass. So come on, bruh. It always be those kind of motherfuckers though that always don't fuck with the real. So I'm just like, it's real funny. You don't like Pac and you don't like certain motherfuckers, but yet you never been around them, you never met them. So how can you not like them? Just like my part with you said you didn't fuck with Pac and you wasn't this, and you said you was around the Death Row days and Mob James and them put you on. But when Mob James and them all said that they never put you on, they didn't even know who you was, you didn't have nothing to respond about that. That's all. I was like, damn, niggas really be lying, bro. Niggas really be lying just to be lying. And just to be acting like they gang banging or whatever the fuck they think they doing. When really, you like 50-something years old, almost 60, and you worry about some shit that happened years ago. Shit that done happened years back. And then you go look at the shit that you talk about now or the shit that you want to bring up now. The shit that don't even exist anymore. None of them bitches exist. So that's like the crazy part to me. None of them shits even exist anymore. Half of the shit niggas be talking about, shit don't even exist. That shit got turned into a Starbucks or something. So I'm just like, I don't know, man. Shit just wild. Just like how this nigga be sitting here faking his fights. Whole time, them fights that them niggas be sitting there posting and shit, them shits is scripted. Now it's weird because I had a feeling, I was like, man, ain't no way in hell you're around doing all this shit and you mean to tell me that the police don't get on you, that nobody else gave you a hard time, it was just two niggas? And then it was this particular issue? Mm-mm. I don't know. Things be lying. Hey, niggas be lying. So I just feel like, bruh. If you got a fake fights, you gotta make the fight scripted and do all this shit. You ain't got no business doing that shit in the first place, bro. Like, literally, you really have no business doing that shit in the first place. That's what you sitting there planning to do to get more attention and get more clout. You're really fucking up, bro. That's what niggas is really fucking up at. That's like that's the least thing that niggas is worried about. Nobody worried about, oh, Wack 100 got in the fight. Wack 100 did this. Bro. That's too crazy, motherfuckers. That shit is just wild, man. My fault. Y'all was over here just looking at this shit again. They saying some more stuff. But that's just the weird shit. That's just the weird shit. I don't know, bro. That nigga wiped 100 on some other shit, man. They talking about that nigga probably used to be police, too. And it's funny because, like I said, you know, if... You got all these people who said that they've been around this person, been around that person, yada, yada, yada. And you mean to tell me not one of these motherfuckers said they got any footage or old videos? Like, oh, yeah, man. Yeah, we put him on. He got put on the set back in the 70s and blah. Man, niggas ain't got no stories in here. I was like, wow, that's crazy. They don't have no stories on them. You know what that means? That nigga really ain't official. That's what that means. That's why you got so many motherfuckers that sit here and be like, niggas be perpetrating. Niggas be sitting here pretending. And you got a lot of people that sit here on the fake pretending shit. When the funny part is, it's true. Be the truest shit. Got too many motherfuckers sitting here faking and acting like they really on that shit when they not. Then get mad when motherfuckers expose them. And they want to be like, oh no, that's a damn lie. And whoopee whoop whoop whoop. Like, nah, bro. That gangbanging shit and all that shit just be played out. That's why it's like, it's crazy how half of these niggas turn into podcasters and shit, because there ain't nobody else around that can listen to their old bullshit. Motherfuckers be all like, motherfuckers be dried up snitches on the low, or then it got kicked out of their own hood and they can't speak for nobody else or speak to nobody else type shit. So now they gotta make a little YouTube or make a little podcast. Well, a lot of them niggas be doing now. The ones who is kind of successful in doing some shit, they just stay into, they kind of stay into they self, because they know that just doing that life coach shit and trying to be the motivational speaker, yeah, nigga, you still get caught up in shit. Look at all these niggas who was trying to do the shit before. Come on, man. All these niggas is getting caught up with some shit. R.I.P. S-Bone. S-Bone was one of the niggas who was trying to, you know, do the little YouTube thing. As soon as he started really doing this shit, now all of a sudden he gets popped. Something happened to him. Somebody backdoor his ass. So it's just like, it's just fucked up, bro. You got a lot of motherfuckers who sit here and do a lot of shit like that. Try to get out of there and share their knowledge and share their experiences. And you got a lot of motherfuckers who sit back and be waiting. You know, you got motherfuckers who sit back and wait for that moment so they can retaliate or do some dumb shit like that. And you got a lot of motherfuckers who just sit there and do shit for clout, too. I'm just like, this shit just fucked up. It just fucked up. But I feel like the best thing to do is just stay out the way, because how the internet shit is nowadays, bro, they don't have it to a point where, you know, motherfuckers, it's a select few, and it's a certain select few people that can comment and do this. Nah, everybody and mama can comment. Everybody and mama can see what you say. Just fucking with all that shit, bro. It's like, shit, it's hard, nigga. Okay. Harder than a motherfucker. That's why it's just crazy how You got all this crazy shit happening. A lot of these podcasts and motherfuckers, and these motherfuckers be, I ain't gonna lie, they be the reason why, too, a lot of motherfuckers be getting caught up. Even though y'all may not think of it like that, or think about, oh, well, it's this and it's blah, blah, blah. Man, shit, bro. I don't know. That shit crazy. Because some of these podcasts and motherfuckers be getting it fucked up. That shit's wild, bro. I don't be getting it. Man, just feel like niggas need to stop running their mouth about their personal business and just let shit go the way it needs to go, bro. I'm making this segment just dedicated to just minding your damn business. You feel me? And stop posting your shit. I'm saying this because it's just so many motherfuckers, bro, that I noticed that expose their business too freely. I mean, trust me. I mean, yeah, don't get me wrong. This is what they to post your dinner. Post you going out with your girl or you going out with your dude, whatever the case may be. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But once motherfuckers start airing they, okay, we filing for divorce and we this and we that, man, that's where you start fucking up at. You running your mouth on the wrong shit that nobody cares about. You feel me? Yeah, it's not like niggas just gonna sit here and be like, oh man, we gonna pray for them and make sure that they did. Because honestly, the fuck do you expect from telling your business that is like? Can't expect nothing back. Are you gonna get it just motherfuckers putting in their 2 cents talking about how you should have did this, how you should have did this different, or how you should have just let that person go? But 9 times out of 10, that motherfucker ain't been with them the same amount of time as you've been with that motherfucker. And on top of that, don't know all the stuff that you've been through with that motherfucker. Secondly, you know, it's a lot. It's just a lot that goes play with it, so. I don't know. Just airing on your bitch. I'm just like, come on now. Like, common sense. Okay, yeah. Y'all may be going through the motions and all that damn shit, but posting business and telling everybody shit every 5 seconds, ain't the way to go about this shit. Honestly. Got too many motherfuckers who suck with putting their 2 cents. And then the people who do air out the business, they're asking their friends for advice. I mean, don't get me wrong. You don't ask. It's going to be a few people you may ask. Like, how do you feel about this situation? What would you do? Blah, blah, blah. Understandable. So if you ask for the motherfucker that already be quick to run their mouth, already be quick to say some shit about your situation, your life, and whatever the case may be, you ain't got no fucking chance, bro. You ain't got no fucking chance, bro. It's just like, you know, handling all that damn shit, it's gonna be kind of hard, bro. It's like the shit with Tyrese and his girl, they just now talking about this shit at all, you know. I guess she felt like she shouldn't have listened to her friends when it came to taking advice about filing for divorce. Felt like she shouldn't have divorced Tyrese, that's what she said, right? But she decided to listen to her friends, decided to go out and ask them for advice. So it's not like really automatically, okay, it's your friend's fault, blah, blah, blah. It ain't really their fault if you going out your way to ask them for advice on your relationship. You feel me? That's your fault at that point. You was asking for some bullshit, so you can't be upset about the outcome and then talk about, oh, well, you know, I thought it was going to be different because my friend said this. Well, you don't understand. Shit, it may not be for everybody. And if you really fucked with Brett, then maybe you wouldn't have left the type shit. You feel me? That goes the other way around too. You know, if you really fuck with a motherfucker, you ain't gonna put them through all kinds of bullshit where they gotta question your loyalty and question all the shit that you've done with them or what they've been through with you type shit, you know? So, I'm talking about a 10, I'm gonna have it out. Something making no damn sense. Something making no damn sense, that's all.
She's And it's like so many motherfuckers that be so quick to run their mouth for what they did. I don't know if I was you, I would have did this. If I was you, I would have did that. Like, you know, that don't make shit better for your situation. Like, it don't work for everybody. That's the way I can put that. Too many motherfuckers who sit here and feel like it's okay to just be on some dishonest shit. I mean, keep it real with a motherfucker. Give them an option nowadays. Motherfuckers don't do that though. Motherfuckers want to hate, lie, be on some secret shit. That's why there'd be a lot of that shit too. That's why there'd be so many people running their mouth and then they sit on this. And if you notice, you'll never hear from the person again. Like, I don't know. It'd just be weird shit. Weird shit going on, man.
I should have eyes on
that. That's what I'm just like, mm-hmm.
Not bad.
I'm supposed to be on extra shit. You can't breathe. Too worried about it. Because at the end of the day, you can't let that shit bother you and get to you. You're going to start having stress issues and all kinds of shit. So I'm just like, hey, at the end of the day, it is what it is. There's only so much shit that you can control. So if you can control certain things or prevent shit from happening by not running your mouth about certain things, then maybe you should shut the fuck up. That'd be the best way. Best thing to do. You know?
What you got to be frowned about?
Like I said though, man, you know, there's hella motherfuckers out here talking about hella shit. Well, I feel like the best thing you need to do is, and you should do is, mind your business and just shut up. You know? Mind your business and shut up. And then that shouldn't be normalized.
Go.
Talking about your own shit online. And you got all these motherfuckers tapping in who don't give a fuck about, don't give two shits about you or your goddamn situation. Just want to talk your shit. Nigga, you just got to back up off that nigga, bro.
Those
kind of motherfuckers be troublesome. And then, ain't no telling shit. They probably don't even be focused on that situation. They so busy talking about the next nigga and the next bitch with they problems and they partners and all this shit. But at the end of the day, them kind of motherfuckers don't like to focus on this shit for some reason.
Why?
I don't know why. I came across a few motherfuckers like that. Yeah, ask what's up, what's going on with blah, blah, blah. Oh, nothing. Oh, just this. Oh, just that. There ain't really been too much going on. Why you ain't focused on that? You so focused on the next nigga. Yeah, that's some crazy shit to me.
We had a new Santa Claus at our Christmas party the neighborhood.
I don't get them kind of niggas, you feel me?
So much.
I really don't understand them kind of niggas.
Which it wasn't. He doesn't deserve it, but a crackhead sack of shit.
But like I said though, man, you know, be careful what you say. Careful of the things you post. Careful of the actions that you may put out there. Because at the end of the day, you know, not everybody thinks the same way or experience the same shit that you experience. So, not everybody can understand the shit that you're going through. But you asking for advice type shit, you can't really get best advice sometimes. You can't get no good advice from motherfuckers. What did they show was Blushon and Crewface? Oh my god, what the fuck did I just say? Blushon and Crewface. That's gonna be new! Oh my god. Damn. Y'all know what I mean. Blueface and Rashawn, man. But, I don't know, bro. What shit is going on with them? They stopped posting so much shit, they probably have a better chance of actually doing some coconuts or shit or something. You know? It's probably like, you know, just posting that shit for a reason so they can get more attention, clout, whatever. But at the end of the day, that's cool and all. But when it comes to you really trying to like do this family shit and do this parenting shit, can't be posting your shit every 5 seconds. So it's like, of course, yeah, they got niggas fooled talking about, oh, they ain't good parents and they're always fighting and they always just ain't no telling how it is any of that. You know? Yeah, I mean, internet is a tricky son of a bitch. Don't get me wrong. Internet is crazy. But, same shit. I sit there and keep motherfucking, you know, keep the fool for hella long, bro.
Fuck them.
Yeah, fool motherfuckers for so goddamn long, thinking niggas was this, and niggas was fighting, they was that. And then when they show up that Krishan went to fucking church with the baby and everything. Now everybody was like, oh my god, she goes to church. She's this. She's using God. I mean, goddamn. Oh, the internet shit is crazy, bro. Like the New Age. The New Age Bible. Fun. And you do some shit on camera, then they believe it. You don't do it on camera, they don't believe it. Yeah, I believe it to see it, like it's a miracle, nigga. So I'm like, oh no. There's too much of that bullshit going on where there's too many people that need a visual confirmation shit. Where shows that we live in times where motherfuckers believe what they see. You know, they say, I believe in what I see type shit. That's the era that we live in right now. So it's like, all this shit where motherfuckers is exposing their own business and talking about, well, yeah, because whoop 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 and this happened and that happened, man. Come on, bruh. Come on, bruh. Common sense, niggas wouldn't have been exposing all their business like that. So, I don't know. I feel like if you got some divorce shit going on, you got some shit going on, like Tyrese and them or Jada Pinkett and Will, you just need to stay off the net with that shit. Don't be posting your business talking about, yeah, because I met her 7 years ago. And blah, man, come on, bro. Don't nobody need to know all that dumb shit. Because at the end of the day, it don't make a difference anyways. Shit, don't make a goddamn difference. You sitting there exposing that shit when everybody only just know y'all for being a powerful couple. Or y'all just being together and being known for, like, being together for hella years type shit. Like, come on, man. And yeah, I'm talking about Jada Pinkett. Because Jada, you know you wasn't shit for posting that shit. You talking about, yeah, because me and Will have been divorced for 7 years and whoopee whoop whoop whoop. Like, my thing is this. Bitch, if I'm providing a house over your head, a roof, all that shit with the clothes on your back, you shouldn't even be sitting here saying shit. You shouldn't even be speaking on that situation no more. I thought niggas got past that after they slapped that nigga Chris Rock. But it shows it's still trouble in paradise for her to still be talking and mentioning Will and you mentioning Tupac. And mind you, shit, Tupac got his own problems. Shit, that nigga dead. So why you keep mentioning him and talking about him every 5 seconds? I'm surprised the family of Tupac ain't walked over there and told you, kindly shut your fucking mouth. I mean, damn, they just finally dealt with arresting one of the killers who killed him. So, you know, you the last person that's on their brain right now. They're still trying to figure out, okay, what should we do about this? What's going on with this, that, and the third? Whoop-de-whoop. Niggas ain't worried about no goddamn Jada Pinkett. Especially her sitting there talking about because Tupac had this and Tupac had epilepsy. Like, bitch, don't nobody give a fuck about what we gonna do with that information. Just really think about it. What the fuck could we do with that information that he had the same shit that you got? Okay? We can't do nothing about that information. I mean, okay, that's a nice fun fact, but he still did. Like, so I'm like, that shit that she talking about gonna be making no sense. You could be sitting here talking about Tupac and his mysterious disease of what he had and all this. I mean, goddamn, and man ain't even here to even say the shit. So why? What makes you think that you're in the right to even say it? Because you got it? Because you kept shaving your head to make it look like it really was bad? Bitch, you a full of shit. Because that was another thing, too, niggas. Did not forget. Honey, you was shaving your damn head before you really had alopecia. So if you just sit there and talk about, oh, well, I had to shave my head. And you didn't have to shave. You ain't got to shave shit if you got alopecia. Your shit just already coming out. If I'm not mistaken. So I'm just like, you know, at the end of the day, all that capping and lying shit, motherfuckers be doing that for attention. And she doing that because she's falling off hella bad and she needs some more attention to figure out how she can stay relevant on this shit. And the only relevant topic is talking about pot. And my thing is like, damn, bitch, you can't talk about nothing else. You just got to stay having niggas' names in your mouth. It's either Will or pot. Then you talk about how Will and Pac could have been best friends if he never died and all this other shit. I don't think Pac would have been best friends with Will. I think he would have been cool with Will. But I don't think he would have been best friends with the nigga. You know, Ain't no telling. I can't speak for the nigga. But all I'm saying is, I don't think he would have been besties with this nigga. You making it seem like this nigga was, they was gonna have matching pajamas and to the sleepover type shit. Pac ain't one of those kind of niggas, bro.
Pac
would've
been like, yeah, you cool, buddy. La la la. But that nigga would've just been making sure you was good most of the time. Y'all niggas got history. Not nigga Will. That nigga would've been like, okay, that's cool. This nigga Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Nigga, it's thug life. What do you expect me to say? Hey. You know, you're fucking with the nigga who had to go to Bel-Air after one fight. While this nigga had to shoot two police.
No, it's just the comparison right there already showed. Like, oh my god. He wasn't worried about buddy like that. If the nigga was still alive, the nigga for sure wouldn't even been worried. He just said, no, all the bitches he was pulling and shit. Then for a motherfucker to turn around and accuse him of raping a woman, and for that shit to happen and turn around, and women still fuck with him and even knew that motherfuckers was lying on him, come on now. Pac surpassed the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. That nigga was thug life, nigga. So, it was like with that shit, I don't know what Will was thinking about or what he was talking about, but nigga, at the end of the day, Pac would have been feeling that kind of way about you, nigga. Way too many cake supplies and taste to be worried about Jada for me. Yeah, I felt like Pac already, like, you know, he had probably friend zoned her. Not even friend zoned. I think he just probably had a glimpse into the future. I was like, yeah, Jada's gonna be a shit starting bitch in the future. He was like, let me just go on and be friends with this bitch, be cool with her, because I know she's probably gonna say something about me years later on. And now look, this bitch talking hella shit. I'm like, yeah, because Pac would have been this and he would have been Winnie the Pooh if he was alive. Like, goddamn. All these goddamn out-of-nowhere-ass random facts that you got about Tupac and Will. Don't nobody give a fuck about, Jada. That's what I'm like. If it ain't coming from the family, it ain't coming from his mama, don't nobody give a fuck no more. Like, respectfully. And you is neither of them, Jada. Yeah, you grew up with Pac. Y'all went to the same school. But that don't give you no right to be talking about his business like that. You feel me? You even see Shorty from goddamn A Different World or whatever that fucking show was called. She even talked too much about it. She kept it cordial. She kept it simple and moved on to certain topics in the documentary. Shit, bitch, you wasn't even a part of no documentary. So that should show you how close you was to Pac. Shit. And if she was, okay, forgive me. I was wrong. I stand corrected. But if the bitch not even in the damn documentary, that should show you right there, bruh, what's really going on. If you're not a part of the documentary where you can actually speak about the moments where you had with Pac, the times where you and Pac conversed on this, that, and the third, if you can't speak on that, if they not letting you talk about that, there's a reason why. And people ain't peeping that. If you notice, they done did a gang of documentaries. They ain't had too much of Jada Pinkett a part of it for a reason. I was just tired of seeing Jada with that all that fake ass shit that she talking about. That lying ass shit. I ain't saying everything she's saying is probably, you know, fake. But it's like, with you speaking on some shit like that, it make you look desperate. Make you look desperate as shit. So for you to sit there and you talking about, oh yeah, can blah blah, bitch. No. Hell no. You need to just go on and stop talking about that. And mind your damn business. Talk about something else. Start you a damn, start a TV show or something, bitch. But don't be talking about people. I'll say, if anything, you need to start you a little show where you give an audition to people or something, bitch. Because it's looking bad. It's looking bad. Because I don't understand why motherfuckers would even sit there and be bothered with that. That just don't make no sense to me. That's all. So I'm like, you know, this segment is just dedicated to minding your damn business. You a person that minds your business, stay to yourself, don't really put your two cents in on everybody else's opinion, everybody else's topic and situation, or shit, you gonna do good. You gonna be chilling type shit. But it's just too many motherfuckers that, you know, do that same shit. Wanna sit there and run their mouth and talk about, yeah, cause blah, blah, blah. Man, fuck that shit. Niggas just gotta mind their business at this point. There's just too much of that bullshit going on where you got niggas sitting here saying this and niggas sitting here saying not talk about this situation. And be grown ass man. Look at WAC 100.
My ex
girlfriend. That nigga was talking about he seen somebody's sex tape. And he a grown ass man. I was sounding like a little kid about this shit. Like, come on, bro. Shit to be weird as fuck. I don't be getting that shit. Shit be weird. Like, damn, you just over here airing out all this damn business. Ain't no telling if this shit is real or not. All I'm saying is, though, if this shit was real, niggas would be able to hold no kind of, like, secrets with you, bitch. That's what it just shows me. Like, damn, if Pac was alive, would you have been talking about the same shit? That's what I be thinking about. I don't know. I felt like if Pac was alive, that nigga would have told her ass, look, sit the fuck down. You talking about hella unnecessary shit. Like, shit ain't got nothing to do with niggas. You sitting here running your mouth. And you running your mouth about some shit don't nobody really, like, know about. Or if they did know about, they probably would have been saying the same shit. Why are you talking about that? You know? That's weird shit. You sitting here talking about some shit don't nobody really want to, like, you know. I'm not going to say don't nobody care about or don't nobody want to know about. Of course they're going to want to know. Especially if they're hearing Jada Pinkett talk about it. Come on, man. You're hearing Jada Pinkett talk about the shit. 9 times out of 10, niggas are going to be like, oh, okay. I'm trying to see what's up with that and blah, blah, blah. You feel me? I don't know, bro. I just don't know sometimes, bro. Motherfuckers be on some other shit. So you got to be careful. For what you say, what you do. All that shit. There's too many motherfuckers that just be hating. Too many motherfuckers that be either hating or just be wanting to say all kinds of outrageous shit. Ain't no telling if this shit is real or not. Like, that nigga white one, that nigga was talking shit about Nipsey. So I'm like, yo, we be the ones that talk shit about motherfuckers who ain't here to defend themselves. And the ones who talk shit secretly, it seems like they secretly be hating on a nigga. And my thing is this. How you hating on a dead man? Like, you hating on a person that ain't here to defend themselves. And I mean, before they was gone, they did a lot to try to accomplish in a short amount of time. So for you to sit there and just hate on them about what they doing and what they try to do, what they was trying to accomplish before they passed away, that's some hating ass niggas, man. That's what I think. Niggas like that be hating like a motherfucker. Ain't no other explanation, you feel me? Because for you to sit there and you running your mouth about all this shit, and then you talking about, yeah, well, why do you think he ain't never did this for his baby mama? Why do you think he ain't never did that? That's some flagrant shit. That's some flagrant foul ass shit. Like, ain't no way in hell it's gonna get to a point where a motherfucker is sad, all that shit. Then you turn around, then you talk about the nigga's family, you talk about his baby mama. Why you think he ain't took care of his mama? That nigga ain't shit. That nigga blah, blah, blah. And he just be running their mouth like a motherfucker, bro. So I'm just like, God damn. It's just fucked up because that's how a lot of motherfuckers get down with shit. You think, oh, like, okay. It wouldn't get that... like serious about the situation, but nah, bro, and motherfuckers don't take that shit lightly. So I'm like, you know, motherfuckers who run their mouth and want to talk shit, say certain things like that, you know, you gotta leave motherfuckers where they be, man. You just gotta leave them where they stay. At that point, you can't really do much and do shit about that. There's too many weird ass motherfuckers. I got the nerve to sit there and act like, oh, well, you know, it was just this and... Nah, bro. Nah, you gotta watch out for motherfuckers like that. Gots to watch out for motherfuckers like that, because they be lying their ass off and be hoping that you just believe what they be saying and shit. So I'm like, at the end of the day, niggas like that, you just gotta stay away from, bro. Motherfuckers be too weird. Too damn weird. So I'm just like, At the end of the day, bro, just stay to yourself. There's too many weird ass motherfuckers on weird shit. And got the nerve to sit there and act like, oh, well, you know, that's just how it is and that's what they did. No, not really, not necessarily. They just be sitting there talking about all that shit, acting like that's really what niggas did. Now, if the nigga was here today, if he was alive, probably would have said different.
That's why I'm just like, you know, I don't be taking everybody word for granted, taking everybody word for bond. Ain't no telling what the fuck really went down. So for a motherfucker to sit there and be like, oh, well, that's what happened. Hey, y'all niggas be taking their word for it? That'd be y'all, bro. That's all I can say. That'd be y'all niggas with that shit. Motherfuckers be on something else, because I can't understand it. I wouldn't be able to just, like, you know, just take a nigga word for that. Granted. And be like, okay, well, that's what happened. Like, no, bro. Just weird shit. So I'm like, you know, all that people shit talking about motherfuckers that got divorced. Everybody talking about, oh, what they could have done different, what they should have done different, and they never do it. You know, you gotta look out for shit like that. You gotta look out for shit like that. There's too many people that sit there and turn around and want to put air out their fucking, you know, laundry all of a sudden out of nowhere. Because also, I feel like the reason why, it's the guilt. It's the guilt of them asking other motherfuckers about their situation when they should have figured it out themselves. When you do shit like that, and then when you deal with that decision making of that shit, and then you already know that was already a bad idea, yeah, you're going to live with that shit. It's your fucked up conscience. That's a conscience of what you deal with. Well, that's why I'm just like, you know, it's a lot of motherfuckers that sit there and say, oh, well, you know, it was this and it was blah, blah, blah. No, it was because you wanted to share your business with motherfuckers. You wanted to air your business out to the necessary people that ain't had nothing to do with your problem, your life, whatever you had going on type shit. So for a motherfucker to sit there and feel like they could air out your business or say what's going on and get it off their chest, eh, bro, you got to leave some of them motherfuckers alone. Don't get me wrong. I mean, yeah, it's one thing to get some advice from somebody. It's another thing to just take a motherfucker's advice, especially if they low-key hating on you. Motherfucker might be hating. I don't know, bro. That's just how it is. Another thing that I don't understand is how these motherfuckers could fund $100 million for Israel, but you can give America $100 million. That's like, that's just weird. You feel me? Like, I know I'm probably not the only nigga who thought about that, you know? But you gotta think about this. Out of everybody else who got hella shit going on and all that, why ain't nobody else funded these niggas $100 million? Why it always gotta be us coming out of pocket for other niggas? Like, real shit. I don't understand that shit, man. I ain't trying to be on no funny shit or nothing. Like, I'm genuinely asking the question, bro. Why, when it comes to Ukraine versus Russia, Israel versus Palestine, we always in the middle of it and we find ourselves funding the war? Why the fuck we always funding the war and shit? Nigga, we ain't got enough money to even fucking get a Lunchable for us. Shit. We so busy. Oh, yeah. Here, leave some for Israel. Leave some for Ukraine. Leave some for Russia. Leave some for Palestine. Leave some for France. I mean, goddamn. We just helping everybody and their mama at this point. And niggas said, fuck America, and just start helping everybody except America. And you the president of the United States. And you still ain't helping nobody. That shit just don't make sense, bro. Like, I don't get it. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but if you're president of the U.S., you're supposed to be dealing with U.S.-related problems. I understand the shit that's going on in Palestine and Israel is very heartbreaking. It's very crazy. Don't get me wrong about that. But don't get it twisted neither, nigga. You the president of the U.S. Shit. Motherfuckers didn't even sit here and okay $100 million for the fucking Americans. Nigga, we just got into a government shutdown on October 4th. Ain't nobody been talking about, which is crazy as fuck, because everybody's affected by the shit. Everyone's been affected by the shit. So to have a motherfucker sit there and be like, oh, well, you know, because whoop-de-whoop-whoop-whoop and this why, and that's why. Man, motherfuckers is a fool of shit. They're such a fool of shit. Because ain't no way in hell you just pulling out $100 million out your ass. But yeah, y'all was just talking about there's no money for the Americans. There's no money to fund this, to fund that program, this program. So it just shows y'all niggas been lying for the longest, which is what the president of Russia was talking about too a while back. He said all this shit that's coming out, all this information, public information that's being exposed about the American government is showing that this is what they've been up to for the longest. The American people is just now finding out about it because that's how long they've been lying to them and been tricking them. We just now finding out the shit and finally not really like being tricked by all them lies and shit no more because we finally waking up. But you know how long they've been brainwashing and programming these niggas to think that the government really been helping niggas? Come on, bro. Like, that's the fucked up part. Whole time, everybody and their mama sitting there thinking that, okay, well, you know, the government's helping us. The government's funding this. The government ain't funding shit. They don't give a fuck. They don't really care, bro. That's the fucked up part. Them niggas don't really give a fuck. So it's like for them to sit there and say, oh yeah, we're doing this for the people and that for the people. Since when they ever did anything genuinely for the people? Never. They never did it. That's why it's just weird as fuck how these motherfuckers can sit here and turn around and flip it like that and be like, oh, well, you know, the Americans this and Americans don't have shit right now. So it's like the fact that y'all can even pull that out your ass, $100 million, I don't give a fuck if it was a million, a billion. That's still a lot of money, bro. Still a lot of money. You know? That's what I'm just saying. It don't make any sense that y'all got the Ukrainians. Y'all paying the Ukrainians with some shit. You paying the Israelis with shit. Y'all doing everything but taking care of the damn Americans. So I'm like, I don't get it. I just don't understand it, bro. I understand motherfuckers gonna sit there and be like, oh, well, you know, you needed this and you needed that and you needed blah, blah, blah. I don't know. Motherfuckers be on some weird shit sometimes, man. So ain't no fucking telling. These motherfuckers be on some other shit. And you always got motherfuckers sitting there talking about, well, you know, Donald Trump is trying the best as he can. And Donald Trump, what? This nigga not president no more. It's a lot of motherfuckers that wish he was president, that wish he could do some shit. Man, fuck off. Fuck off. Them niggas do not care. None of them niggas care. So it's like, they hear any of that shit, and they hear a motherfucker say that, oh, well, you know, they trying to this, and they trying, no. I don't believe it. I just don't believe it.